Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
of laughter came creeping with your tears, telling me of sorrow in the tracings of your tears. That's a strange way to tell me you love me when your sorrow is all I can see. If you're just for the pride of somebody,
and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
country folk can survive.
I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. I grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Country folk can survive.
York City. He never called me by my name, just Bill Billy. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nuts in that dude's eyes, but shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
God damn right, Hank Williams. Tell him, God damn it, that's right. A country boy can survive. Nets back, motherfuckers, because I'm one. Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. Your host, Ron Rack. How's the radio tonight? It's fucking Monday. Fucking Monday. Oh, yeah, I just love them. But, hey, that's what happens. They come once a week, whether you like it or fucking not. But I say there's 7 Mondays a week. There is 7 fucking Mondays. Every day is a goddamn Monday. You can't say what the fuck you're about that. But hey, man, I'm well. I hope everybody else is doing good. Tonight's topic, the banks. The fucking banks. Let's get into the banking fucking cartel. Let's talk about them crazy criminal cocksuckers, huh? My God, it's just so far from fucking beyond helping anything anymore. They are fucking up badly. And it's getting to be some crazy shit. Bank of America is up in arms again. You know, they were caught back in 2008 in a bunch of bullshit. So anyway, you know, the usual routine, we'll flip the clips. So we'll get into conversation. We'll get on the phone lines. We'll talk about this crazy shit. But anyway, today I had a case come in front of me. A friend of mine needed some help. The bank's foreclosing on this nice lady. And she hasn't missed a payment. Try to figure that out. Yeah. Yeah, but they've jacked her payment up to like $1,300 a month. And this is over a 20-year-old fucking refinance loan. Yeah. Yeah, ain't that some bullshit? I mean, these fuckers are up to some no good bullshit. But they can take me on, so let's party, motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck. They don't scare me, but we'll be talking to lawyers tomorrow and everything else, and we're going to see what we can do about it. Hopefully, she doesn't have to file bankruptcy, but, you know, that's, you know, the bank. Well, there again, the bank wanted to be sued, because the funny part about this, I'll get into the story a little later, but, I mean, it's there's also another person that owns a property that was never on the loan. What does that mean? That person wasn't even in the fucking contract on the loan. Wow. What are they fucking doing? Why would they loan the money? They're not even there. Fucking crazy fuckers. But anyway, we'll get into that a little bit later. But anyway, let's pop this clip and see what the fuck's going on with Bank of America and the rest of them. Fuck me. Here we go.
If virtually everyone is expecting a recession, most people start acting accordingly. Do you think that will make an economic downturn less likely or more likely? Needless to say, the answer to that question is obvious. Right now, banks all over the country are getting really tight with their money. Large corporations are laying off workers at a frightening pace, and consumers are cutting back on their spending. In other words, it really is starting to look a lot like a recession out there, and economic conditions are only going to get even more harsh in the months ahead. I know that this is not good news. Things are already far from great, and one recent survey found that 70% of all Americans are feeling financially stressed. Inflation, economic instability, and a lack of savings have an increasing number of Americans feeling financially stressed. Some 70% of Americans admit to being stressed about their personal finances these days, and a majority, 52% of U.S. adults said their financial stress has increased since before the COVID-19 pandemic began in March 2020, according to a new CNBC Your Money Financial Confidence survey conducted in partnership with Momentive. Anxious and uncertain about whether they can get a better handle on their money, some may be intimidated by the prospect of creating a budget or unsure of where to stash their cash to get the highest returns. Others may be wondering how to begin saving for retirement when they've gotten off to a late start. People are worried that the money they've saved won't last and are worried they're going to have to lean more on their credit cards and other sources of debt just to get by. The cost of the basic household expenses, rent, groceries, and utilities are all higher than a year ago, weakening consumers' purchasing power. Nearly 60% of respondents cited inflation as the main contributor to their financial stress, followed by economy-wide instability, 43%, rising interest rates, 36%, and a lack of savings, 35%, according to the survey of 4,336 adults, which was conducted at the end of March. The survey found most Americans, 58%, are living paycheck to paycheck, struggling to make ends meet. Many are relying on credit cards to cover any shortfalls. Meanwhile, nearly one quarter of those surveyed said credit card debt also contributed to their financial stress. Unfortunately, the truth is that the financial stress is just beginning for many families because a significant economic downturn is on the way. At this point, what is approaching is so obvious that the Federal Reserve is even publicly admitting that a recession will start later this year. Federal Reserve economists believe that the recent banking turmoil will trigger a mild recession later this year, a potentially ominous sign for President Joe Biden as he heads into an election campaign. Their projection was for a mild recession starting later this year with a recovery over the subsequent 2 years, according to the minutes released Wednesday. That would spark a jump in unemployment. They estimated the economy would fully recover by 2025. If banks don't pull much on lending as much as they expect, then the economy might not suffer as much. But if the financial system were to face even more stress, then the prognosis could be much worse. Historical recessions related to financial market problems tend to be more severe and persistent than average recessions. I honestly can't remember the last time the Federal Reserve actually predicted that a recession would be coming. Normally, the Fed is wildly optimistic with their projections because they want us to have faith that their policies are working. But now, even they have thrown in the towel. Bank of America is also sounding the alarm. Analysts at the bank recently shared 12 charts that show that the economy is about to enter a full-blown recession, and I was particularly interested in what they had to say about tightening credit conditions. U.S. banks have been tightening lending standards to small companies past few quarters. Credit crunch to intensify and highly correlated with small business demand for workers. Should May Sluice report show drop in loan availability to minus 10 or below, that equals unambiguous credit crunch, Bank of America said. A major credit crunch is here, and that is going to send major shockwaves throughout the entire economy. The last time we witnessed anything like this was in 2008, and we all remember what happened back then. If you still believe that our leaders will magically find some way out of this economic mess, you are definitely in the minority at this point. According to a survey that KPMG conducted not too long ago, 91% of corporate CEOs in the U.S. are convinced we are heading toward a recession in the next 12 months. Just when it seemed there was a light at the end of the tunnel with pandemic-related disruptions subsiding, the vast majority of U.S. CEOs, 91%, are convinced we are heading toward a recession in the next 12 months. Moreover, only about a third of U.S. CEOs, 34%, believe this recession will be mild and short. 91%, eh? 91% convinced we're heading toward a recession in the next 12 months. Just think about that. The key issues to overcome in the next 12 months are inflation, high interest rates, and a potential collapse in demand, says Swank, noting that the Fed is opting to increase interest rates to derail inflation. Even at the risk of a slowdown, raising rates is a better option than allowing a more corrosive and entrenched inflation to take hold, which could cause a deeper recession with larger scars, she adds. And many CEOs have already started laying off workers in anticipation of what is coming. In fact, we just learned that Best Buy is cutting workers in hundreds of stores across the U.S. as the electronics retailer looks to cut costs and shift focus towards e-commerce. Last week, workers who specialize in selling complex products in stores, sometimes called consultants, were told they would lose their jobs, according to Wall Street Journal. The layoff will affect jobs across more than 900 stores that Best Buy operates in the U.S. Those laid off were invited to reapply for open positions within the company or receive severance. The job cuts are part of a wider trend that has seen the retailer shrinking its workforce over the last 2 years and comes months after, in January, it laid off about 700 employees in Canada. Sadly, the entire retail industry is in huge trouble at this point. The retail apocalypse that we went through a few years ago will be nothing compared to what we will soon experience. According to analysts at UBS, we could eventually see more than 50,000 retail stores in this country permanently close their doors. Tens of thousands of store closures are looming across the U.S., according to analysts. This is one nail in the coffin for commercial real estate. The second nail in the coffin for commercial real estate is the fact that so many restaurants are in trouble all over the nation. For example, dozens of Burger King locations will soon be shut down as the entire chain grapples with disappointing sales. Last month, Meridian Restaurants Unlimited, which has 118 Burger King locations across the U.S., filed for bankruptcy, having racked up $14 million in debt. It's to set 27 locations in Minnesota, Utah, Montana, Kansas, Nebraska, and North Dakota. It came as another franchisee, EYM King, announced it was closing 26 restaurants in Michigan, and 90-unit operator Tom's King was sold out of bankruptcy for $33 million. A third nail in the coffin for commercial real estate is the record high office vacancy rates we're seeing all over America. A sobering report from Coldwell Banker reveals that San Francisco's office vacancy rate hit a record high of 29.4% as net absorption, that's total new square footage leased minus the total square footage of vacated space, registered minus 1.56 million square foot. To that end, software giant Salesforce has put the last of its San Francisco office space up for sublease as part of its January plan to lay off approximately 7,000 employees and reduce office space, SFK reports. A lot of people thought I was overstating things when I said we were heading into the greatest commercial real estate crash in U.S. history. But I wasn't. And many others are now issuing similar warnings. The following comes from Fox Business. The commercial real estate market may be headed for a crash that rivals the 2008 financial crisis this year. Office and retail property valuations could plummet as much as 40% from peak to trough this year, as high interest rates make it harder for investors to refinance trillions in looming debt. According to Lisa Shalit, Chief Investment Officer for Morgan Stanley Wealth Management, during a credit crunch, banks significantly raised their lending standards, making it difficult for businesses or households to get loans. Borrowers may have to agree to more stringent terms, like high interest rates, as banks try to reduce the financial risk on their end. Banks were already tightening lending standards before the crisis within the industry began. A quarterly survey of loan officers published by the Fed showed that a growing number of banks tightened lending standards and saw reduced demand in the final 3 months of 2022. Even before the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in early March, the commercial real estate market was struggling with a number of challenges, including high interest rates and waning demand for office space as more companies allowed employees to work from home. The recession of 2023 won't just be the end of a typical business cycle. The truth is that what we are witnessing is the culmination of many long-term economic trends that I've been watching for a long time. Our leaders have been making disastrous decisions for decades, and now we are going to reap what they have sown. Thank you for watching.
Well, ain't that the fucking gospel? This is all from the leaders. One, you know, we know. Anyway, I'm going to flip one more clip real quick, short one. But anyway, this is just part of the fucking shit that's happening. It's coming. It's coming. Here we go.
Democrat leaders making excuses after a violent teen takeover terrorizes Chicago. Hundreds rampaging through the streets, blocking traffic, smashing car windows, and destroying property. Two teens were shot during the chaos, and the whole thing was apparently organized on social media. Police were outnumbered and only managed to make 15 arrests. A woman caught up in the mayhem describing the scene after her car was attacked.
I jumped in my car.
What did they do?
Because the guy tried putting me in pain.
But some top Democrats think it was just teens being teens. Chicago Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson condemning what happened, but also said it is, quote, not constructive to demonize youth. And the city's outgoing mayor, Lori Lightfoot, said this.
There's lots of opportunities for us to redirect the young people to safe spaces. And here's the thing. The vast majority of the young people who came downtown because it was great weather and an opportunity to enjoy the city. That's absolutely entirely appropriate. There are a few that came with different intentions, and they have and they will be dealt with. But I'm not going to use your language, which I think is wrong, to say that it's made.
Chicago's chaos comes as crime makes more headlines in New York City. Republicans holding a hearing that featured victims of liberal policies.
All types of criminal elements, free to do what they want, when they want, however they want, to whomever they want, with no consequences. no deterrence.
Do you believe that the criminals who murdered your son received justice?
Absolutely not. There should be no plea deals for murder.
Do you feel your family was treated appropriately in the criminal justice system?
Absolutely not. We were treated like garbage.
Greg, we're here again on a Monday. A lot of this crime does seem to happen, blow up, in, especially in Chicago on the weekend. Your take on the Chicago scene or the New York hearing?
I just find it amazing when language is always deemed more offensive than the deeds that led to the language. So if you express any outrage about mob violence and you use terms, if you, God forbid, you use the word, these people are acting like animals, that's racist. How dare you? That is worse than a man getting beaten up by a mob. That's the world we live in right now. I love that the mayor bemoans the lack of adult supervised activity. You know, this is the mayor that canceled homework. The unspeakable truth here is that rioting is fun only because it is unsupervised. You think these miscreants are going to say, you know, I wouldn't do this if there were some activities. Maybe there might be a potluck at the church we could go to. There are mindsets right now that are competing for the brains. And I'm going to say young blacks because I'm going to assume that these crowds were mostly black. I can't tell, you know, but safe guess, just because we talk about Chicago, we talk about the crime that's going on there that's affecting black minorities and black families most. Republicans often say, you know, you can do anything as long as you get an education and you stay out of trouble. The world is your oyster. And the left does the opposite. They say you can't do anything. Racism is an ever-present, overwhelming obstacle. And what does that do? Ironically, because it tells all these young kids that they can do anything, that they can go out and beat the crap out of innocent people and loot and destroy property because their life is already screwed, right? Their life is already over. There's an unspeakable obstacle in front of them, so it doesn't really matter what they do. So they throw away their lives with stupid behavior.
Actually, Judge, it's interesting that he says that because I was going to just mention this, and of course you can comment whatever you want. But Robert Peters is the Illinois Senate Black Caucus Chair, and he said this today. Since I'm a glutton for punishment, and I'm sure I'm going to get the most unhinged crime weirdo replies, but I would look at the behavior of young people as a political act and statement. It's a mass protest against poverty and segregation, which then guarantees that even the 15 people that were arrested, he wouldn't blame them for crimes committed.
Look, there is a real disconnect between what people are saying and what is actually happening on the street. They tried to convince us of this in New York when Kathy Hochul ran for governor. She said there's a perception problem, and they're trying to make it a perception problem in Chicago because the day after this happened, Chicago police encouraged people to enjoy what the city has to offer a day after the teen chaos. Now, let me make one thing perfectly clear. You know, you can have people come out and say, like Brandon Johnson did, the new mayor of Chicago, it is not constructive to demonize the youth who have otherwise been starved of opportunity in their own communities. I disagree with them 100%. It is time to demonize them, and it is time to send them to jail. I am tired of the old argument. Oh, is it the parents, or is it the school, or is it the police who should be in charge? Right now, when you're in a public area and you cause this mayhem and anarchy, this is when law enforcement's got to come in and there's got to be consequences. And the way they started this whole hearing in New York today, Dana, was, you know, Congressman Jerome Nadler, comes out and talks about, oh, this is really about someone else. Dan Goldman, okay, this is a guy who ran for Congress, and he was, you know, I'm a former prosecutor, and I know how to prosecute crime. And he then comes out and he says, your experiences to the mother we just heard who painfully described what happened. He said, your experiences are devastating, but the problem is that this is a charade that's a cover-up for Donald Trump. This is not about a charade. This is about people living their lives in front of the rest of us. And the sooner we decide that there's got to be a plan to turn this around, the sooner these kids go online and they post, we're going to go out, we're going to steal, we're going to beat people up, we're going to jump on cars, we're going to break down buses, we're going to have fights, we're going to have those car spins. And by the way, in California, they actually passed a law specific to what they're doing with these, what do they call them, Greg, with these U-turns when they get the cars and
they're spinning them around.
Yeah, they're spinning it.
I love how you guys think I would know the answer to that.
Yeah, she thought that.
Yeah.
I actually don't.
But there is a new crime that outlaws it, and it's time to put these kids in jail.
Jessica, again, feel free to talk about whatever you want, but I noticed this morning each of the witnesses in New York that when they gave their opening statement, the very first thing that they said was, I don't care what your politics are. This is what's happening here in our city.
Yeah.
I don't care. And so Jose Alba in particular said, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm just here because this is what happened to me. And he's worried that it's going to happen to other people.
Most people aren't. Like the woman, remember, who had her baby carriage hit by the guy, was a liberal. She showed up on Tucker to talk to him. She said, absolutely nothing to do with my politics. They tried to kill my kid and me too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how people feel when something, there are a few issues that transcend politics. Crime happens to be one of them.
It used
but
to be.
I still think that it does, honestly, because the approaches to how each of the parties want to deal with it and how they talk about people and who they're trying to demonize are so stark that you do end up looking at them differently. And to the point about this being a show trial this morning, I did think I was very happy that the entire cohort of the Democrats showed up to do this. With
they
them,
to,
that
yeah, because they haven't to others.
They haven't to others, and they pointed out the fact that Jim Jordan represents somewhere where the crime rates are higher than New York City. Kevin McCarthy, Bakersfield. You have more of a chance of being a victim of violent crime if you live there than you do in New York City. They should have these meetings in Memphis, in St. Louis, tour the country, go to Toledo, go to Alabama. What went on in Alabama this weekend? Heart-wrenching.
Oh, the 16 party.
Yeah, it's just absolutely devastating. Or you have a kid, a 16-year-old honor roll kid who shows up to pick up his twin siblings from someone's house, thinks they're there on a play date, he gets shot in the head. This is not about New York City. And they turned it into that because of Alvin Bragg. They wanted to show fealty to Donald Trump at this moment where he is saying that Alvin Bragg is coming for him, because if they cared about it just being a crime, they would show up at a city where the crime is worse than it
but
is.
But this is the first of many hearings, I said, Will.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sure they'll be in Jim Jordan's hometown and Kevin McCarthy's hometown next.
Well, this morning on Fox and Friends, Jim Jordan told us they would be going around the country and they thought their next stop would be Chicago. I don't think New York is an inappropriate place to start, because when you talk about the comparison of the crime going up in the city as compared to the choice to book, indict, and go after a presidential candidate for what amounts to a bookkeeping, we won't call it an error, but a bookkeeping violation, it shows a perverted sense of priorities in New York. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. You can't stop an act if you can't describe an act. And Greg, I saw the same thing that you did, in that my focus here is on the choice of words. Lori Lightfoot said, I wouldn't choose to call it mayhem. Well, I'm glad you've taken that moral stance, Lori. Mm-hmm. How about the mayor-elect of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, who also said this, Judge, he said, listen to this tortured and absolutely sinister choice of words. How about looting corporations who are taxing the populace in search so that they can turn a profit?
Yeah.
These corporations want to turn a profit, and that amounts to looting. This is the inability to describe an act. And to your point, Judge, the point is to change perception in our minds, in the citizens' minds, so that we can no longer understand reality. But when you're in the middle of what you just saw in Chicago, or you live here in New York, reality is unescapable.
Yep. The other thing on the hearing today in New York is that what is the federal taxpayer nexus is that there's a lot of money that goes to cities in order to
federal money.
The federal government, federal taxpayers pay. That's you and me. So that is the nexus there. And the other thing, as I heard today, there was this guy in Chicago saying that it's Walmart's fault, because that's why they have food deserts, because Walmart is trying to take advantage of the people. And Walmart just left. Yeah. They just closed 4 stores. And once you do 4, like, the next 4 probably is easier after you make that decision initially.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to click to subscribe to the Fox News YouTube page. This is the only way that I know for sure that you're
yeah,
not
but,
any great
yeah,
commentary,
yeah.
any great
gotcha.
News bites, any great
gotcha.
Interviews.
Yeah, right. Gotcha. Gotcha.
So the headline.
Yes. Okay. All right. yeah, man. It's you know, it's crazy, and it's just fucking straight up fucking bullshit nuts. But the thing with this banking and everything going on in this shit, and all these kids acting up like they're, because they say it's okay. You know, there is the, it is a monopoly game of being fucked. You ain't going to win. Doesn't matter how your dice roll. You're a fucking loser. I don't care how right you are, how perfect you think you live and the world you live in. It doesn't matter who you are, shape, creed, color, or whatever. You're fucked. That's that. It doesn't matter. You're just a fucking number that's being fucked. Your number's been called, and you got to accept the cock. So accept the cock and live with it, and that's that. You ain't no choice. You ain't got a fucking choice in this game. Like I said, a person came to me today, and their house is being foreclosed on, and they haven't even missed a payment. You see how crooked these motherfuckers are, man? That's how crooked they are.
Mm-hmm.
They want that money or property so bad right now because they're fucked. This bank knows they're about ready to take a deep shit. Nobody knows about it. I do know it's coming. I have accounts at this bank. You know what I mean? But I have no money in them. You know, I just don't have no money in them. I'm a smarter person. You know, first of all, I mean, this is years ago I came to this conclusion. Why in the fuck would I sit my money in that goddamn bank, okay, for them to use it and fuck me out of it? Does that make sense? Of course not. So that's how I look at it, you know, because they'll try to find any way to snip little pieces like they're trimming a fucking bush, you know what I'm saying? They just snip little pieces as they go along and fucking as they're eating you away, you know. Kind of shit. You know, fuck it. We're going to die someday. We're all going to fucking die. We won't give a fuck anymore. We really won't. But meantime, I'm still existing. And I do care, you know. So, I mean, there is no bright future for us. This administration's in this White House. These insurance companies that are running the fucking show. You know, it's like you blame the doctors for all the fucking problems in this world. It ain't the doctors. It ain't the pharmaceutical companies. It's the fucking insurance companies. It's absolutely the fucking insurance companies. Yeah. There's drugs out there that can probably cure a lot of problems. But the insurance companies ain't going to cover it. Why? Because they want customers. They need you to get sick, so you have to buy their fucking insurance. You're forced into it. You are. You're literally forced into buying fucking insurance. It's outrageous. You know, I mean, some people have, like, Medicaid, and or some have Medicare, and they're two different things. Some don't pay nothing at all, which is great, and that's cool, but the quality of service ain't there. You know, they just don't know it. Oh, they'll see me anytime I need it. That's great, but the quality of service ain't there. They don't give a fuck about you. You're a low-paying, low-rent motherfucking dog. You know what I mean? You don't get the fucking, you don't get the mattress. You don't get that. You get the hard metal fucking bitch. That's all you get.
You're right.
You know?
You're right.
This ordeal, I'm going to have to deal with this bank issue with this person. You know, I'm going to have to deal with, help them out. That's what I do. I help, try to help people. I mean, I don't give legal advice or anything like that. But there is no more legal advice. It's called fuck you. The new word for legal is fuck you. It's the best way. How many ways can we fuck you? It's like today I did my taxes today. I told everybody, you know, hey, I got your taxes today. So I did. You got that done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but first thing this morning I get this phone call about this fucking house getting foreclosed on. And they've been making the payments. How the fuck are you foreclosed on a house that somebody's making the payments? You know, but they're doing something. Something's wrong here. Something is very fucking wrong with this, first off. And the bank won't talk to nobody. They didn't turn it over to a law firm to file for foreclosure. You know, but not explaining why. You know, or sending a notice. It takes 120 days you get notice. And today is the first letter they got. It was dated April 7th when they wrote the motherfucker, and they got it on fucking Saturday. You know? So... And at the bottom of the letter, I got a copy of it. And but at the bottom of it, it contradicts itself. It's really fucking retarded. It says, I'll just read the whole letter to you. Then you'll understand it much better. Dear so-and-so, due to the status of this account, we are intentionalizing a foreclosure action. The account has been referred to our – now, see, it doesn't say – this is due to the status of this account. What status? What are we talking? What status is it in? They don't say that. See what I mean? We're intentionalizing foreclosure action. Okay. The account has been referred to our attorney to begin legal process proceedings. All prior reinstatements and payoff figures are now void. A current reinstatement figure and or any other information needed may be obtained from legal counsel listed below, okay, which is South Law PC. It's in Overland Park, Kansas, okay? Then it says under that, periodic property inspections may be made. Should the property become vacant, we may secure the property and winterize it if applicable. In accordance with the terms and of the security instrument, according, if you vacate the property at any time, please contact us immediately so we can make steps that can be taken to secure the property. It is important that you contact a consulting agency or an attorney to understand your rights, which may include postponing the foreclosure sale. Okay. Then at the bottom, this next paragraph says, we appreciate your business and are here to help. we're fucking you, but we want to help you. You know what I mean? For default-related assistance, please contact the Mortgage Assistance Point representative at MAP at U.S. Bank or call 1-800-MY-US-MAP, blah, 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 Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Sincerely, Mortgage Servicing, Foreclosure Referrals, and no fucking notice signature. But you see, they don't say what it is. Because there's nothing there. And the other thing about this, the funny part about this whole story, is the woman used to work at the bank that's doing this to her, okay? She used to work there. And they laid her off, you know, downsized and start, like, fucking people off. That's what they do. Okay, and she just happened to be one of them, which is no big deal. She still had her accounts there and everything was just fine and dandy. And she refinanced the house to do some remodeling and stuff like that. You know, people want to spend extra money because they're fucking stupid and shouldn't do it. But they do. They go and refinance for a second mortgage on a house to get some money to have working capital. But you got to think of the long. But nobody's thinking of the long term. Like nobody's expecting the country to be in a condition it's in today, right? You know, 3 or 4 years ago, you didn't think this shit would ever happen. You wouldn't think so. But it ain't the people's fault. You know, it fucking happened. And you know, I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming fucking many, many years ago. I knew shit was gonna get fucking stupid. What I meant about collapse, you know, it's a recession. No, it's not. It's collapse. This is going full-blown fucking full Monty fucking collapsing. You know, people call me conspiracy theorist and all that shit, but the simple fact is that you see it right in front of your fucking eyes. You know, this is happening. The price of fuel, double. Food, double, you know? I mean, everything, rent, payments, everything you see, feel, touch, or hear has been doubled. Am I right? Yeah, that's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing of this, the end of the story, the moral of it, the home has another owner. And the other owner has no knowledge that they had a loan, had no knowledge that they're foreclosing on the property. They don't have no idea what the fuck's going on with it. They don't know. But they're not part of the party. So why would the bank give one of the owners a loan and not the other one? That don't make no sense, does it? Because it has to be both parties. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
There's not. There's no both parties. It doesn't say both parties on the fucking letter. You know, usually it's going to say whatever parties are in the contract are going to be in the head of the letter. You know, and a lot of people, they were co-signers. No, they weren't co-signers. They're a partner. They're an owner of the property. They're on the fucking deed. You know what I mean? So, but they're not part of the loan. That don't make no sense now, does it? That sounds like some fraudulent bullshit happening there. You know, fraudulent. So I don't know. Well, we'll find out some shit today or tomorrow.
Well, here's a situation with you talking about the insurance and Medicare and Medicaid and all that, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I have Medicaid. Right? I have it because I have a disability.
Huh.
If you have a disability of over 65, you qualify for Medicaid. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That pays
mm-hmm.
everything. Pays everything.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Right.
Now, four years ago, I had to go to the hospital for my tooth, okay?
Right.
They
right.
ran all kinds of goddamn scans. I mean, CAT scan, they ran a goddamn complete
blood whatever the insurance company would pay for. Yeah.
Everything.
Everything.
The bill, I've seen it, and I seen the bill, and it was like $15,000.
Oh, yeah.
Baylor.
You betcha.
So it didn't cost me a dime. I didn't have to pay
right.
a dime.
Right. Did you get the tooth fixed?
Well, I got a nice fucking emergency room and a color TV and cable and a hot fucking blonde a nurse. So,
but they didn't take care of tooth.
They did antibiotics and stuff like that, you know, shit like that. But what I'm saying, the things that they did, okay, didn't cost me nothing. It didn't cost me a damn dime. You know, it was $15,000. And you think I could afford $15,000? You kidding me?
Mm-mm.
Right.
Mm-mm.
So in some cases, those things are good. I mean, it worked out good for me.
But gunslinger. Fuck, come on, man. You need all that shit for a fucking tooth problem?
That's not the point. I mean, the point is that whatever they
did. Yeah, it is the point. They're billing the fuck out of the insurance company.
But they did. Well, they might have. I'm sure they did.
For $15,000, you can get all your fucking teeth pulled out of your fucking head and false ones put into. Still have money left. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know what
you're saying.
But it ain't you. It's not you, brother. I'm not blaming you. The banks. I mean, hospitals, they fucking went ahead and seen what the insurance company allowed them to do to you, and they did everything they could do to you, even shit that didn't need to be done, to make money.
Probably. Make money, I'm sure.
Fucking right, of course they did. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
If you own a hospital, I'm sure you would.
But the point again is it didn't cost me anything. That's the point.
They made
money. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm sure they did. They fucked Medicare right up the asshole, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. With all the thing. But the point is, it didn't cost me.
For now.
But it didn't.
But somehow or another, it cost you. Yeah. Somewhere along the line, it cost you. Somewhere.
Well, it hasn't so.
Well, it's sales tax, something or whatever. You just don't know.
It's like I was on Medicare, and when I'm still on Medicare, I gotten on it, and when I had my seizure, they went and put me through all these tests, you know, an EEG, an EKG, an MRI, CAT scan, all this stuff, and it was like, it ended up being like $15,000-$20,000 or whatever because of all the tests, right? Didn't have to pay a thing, you know. Now, what happens to me if I have to go through that again? You know, if I have another major seizure or whatever, and I have to go through all that again, and I can't because, you know, I don't have Medicare or Medicaid.
Right. Oh, no, they'll still do it to you. You'll still get the treatment. There ain't no doubt about it. You'll still get it. Well, it depends. Yeah. It'll depend. They're going to bill the living fuck out of you for the money. You know, that's how that's going to happen. You know.
Yeah, all I have is Medicare, Medicaid, or whatever, and I don't have any type of insurance, and I'm not rich, you know.
Right.
I don't have that musician money, you know, like Ron Reck does.
It sucks. It sucks. I don't have no money. You know, so. I'm poor now too, man. Fuck.
No, you get what I'm saying.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, but technically I'm poor. I have no money in the banks. They have no idea what I have. Nothing.
Right.
It's another fucking business. I have a legal right to do that. You know what I mean? I have a legal right to do it.
With that letter you read earlier, what that is telling that woman is, here's a dick. Here's how we're gonna fuck you, and
exactly.
And you're not gonna enjoy it, and we're not gonna give you any lube.
Right. And this lady's in her 70s. She's in her 70s, so you know the whole thing tomorrow is gonna be, you know, it's gonna be me and her at the lawyer's office chit chatting with the attorney, okay? And if I, you know, it just depends how it goes, because I mean, here's the deal. One is the fact of we're not getting the information. The fact there's another, if that other party that's, you know, one of the owners and actually signed the contract on that loan. We want to see that contract. We want to see it. I want to see the goddamn contract. That's where we're all start with this. We want to see the contract. So if the lawyer, you know, whatever, because here's the issue with lawyers. What they like to do, it's like a divorce case. lawyers like to milk you for every fucking nickel they can get out of you. That's what lawyers do. They're fucking licensed to steal money. I've seen divorce cases drag out to both these motherfuckers were homeless. I mean, from living in a mansion and having all the money in the world to fucking play with and lose it all to lawyers in a divorce procedure. Went on for 5 years. Once they ran out of money, the court settled. Same thing with this deal with this bank. They're trying to pre-inject. Because if she would die, she probably has insurance that will pay off that loan. For some reason, the bank is committing this fraud. You know, I'm going off track a minute. But the thing is, I want to see the original contract with a signature of the second owner's signature on that contract. If that's not the case, this fucking loan was fucking null and void. It isn't good anyway. You know what I mean? Even though they lost their money. That's tough shit. You fucked up. That this other owner was not on the contract. You can't loan money on somebody else's shit that ain't fucking theirs. You know, it could be a partner on a property, but it's got both partners have to agree on fucking doing the fucking deal. But if you only have one signature, you have no contract. You do not have a justifiable legal contract with the one individual person you do, but you can't cut the property in two because it's one unit. You see what I mean? Can't do it. You can't force the other person to sell out because it's theirs. They have nothing to do with your fucking bullshit. This ain't their party. They're not into it. So you see what I mean? That's the kind of thing. First off, they should never give her the fucking loan without the second party involved. You know what I mean? That's the bank's fault.
I hear what you're saying.
Bank should have looked at the assessor's office, you know, either fucking went on their website and seen who owned the plot, the property, and everything, whose names are on the fucking deed. It's online. You can do it. Check anybody's house out. See who fucking owns that son of a bitch. That's not a problem. It's easy. You know, so that, but the thing is, why didn't the bank do that? So, you know what I mean? So anyway, but that's the story I've been told. I don't know. I'm not seeing the contract. I can't say yes, no, maybe, but the fact that if she's telling the truth and that signature's not on the contract, well, the bank's fucked. There's nothing they can do. They can't foreclose on something ain't theirs. You know what I mean? They'd be like stealing. You see? It's crazy, man. And then she's been making the payments. All of a sudden, they're sending a letter for foreclosure. The bank itself won't talk to you no more. Talk to our fucking lawyers. Fuck you. You see what I mean? That don't make any sense. You're going to try to help your customer. You want to keep them. You don't want to fucking hurt your reputation. But they don't apparently care anymore. But I think U.S. Bank, I think they're in trouble. I think they're on their way out, man. I think this bank is failing. A lot of other banks, matter of fact, you know, you heard the clip earlier, you heard, you know, that fucking shit U.S. Bank, Bank of America, you know, of course, you know, these motherfuckers, wow, you know, this is bad, man, this ain't good. I mean, people don't get it yet. You know, they say, oh, well, that's just a little bit, this will go away, it'll be fine, Danny. Anyway, 203 ones in here with us, all right, 203, you're with us, how's it going? There you are, how's it going, man?
They want these regional banks to fail.
Yeah, I hear Mike's
talking
over you.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing tonight?
You see it, man. What's happening? How's it going
with you? Listen, I'm just getting in here. I love the topic of the show, Crazy Nation Radio, banking about to go real bad. I mean, listen, let me ask you guys something. I'm not into this crypto crap. I know a lot of these people are talking about crypto. I'm just tuning in, so... If I'm overzealous here, you guys can, you know, cut me
off. No, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
With this crypto shit, I mean, listen, I'm all about real moolah. I'm all about the cash. You know, what's crypto crap? I don't understand. I don't.
You want to know something about cryptocurrency? Right. But
yeah,
cryptocurrency,
I think it's bullshit.
Anyway. Cryptocurrency is something people should only pay fucking attention to it. You know what I mean? You shouldn't really pay attention to it because it's why? Why do you want to fucking tie your real money up like that? It's not you got to remember, cryptocurrency ain't used like open market money. You have to trade a motherfucker that wants to accept this cryptocurrency. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have a whole wide open fucking area to do this with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like money. But there again, money too itself, it isn't even real anymore. It isn't even real. I mean, I point this out to people. Well, I go to a checkout counter. Okay, go buy you a 12-pack of fucking beer, a couple cases of whiskey, a couple cartons of cigarettes, you know, shit that you don't fucking need, and you're going to waste money, okay? When you go up to the counter to the checkout, dude, chick, whichever, whatever it is, you know, I have to say that now, chick, dude, or whatever it is. That's the way it's got to be. Anyway, ask them. Say, hey, look here. I ain't got no money, man. Would you take a note? And they're going to look at you like you're fucking retarded.
Yeah,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? They're going to look at you like you're retarded. So then you flip out a fucking bill, money, and it's a note. It says Federal Reserve note. It's a fucking note. It even says it on there.
Well,
it doesn't say money.
You know, the thing is, too, is my one of my best friends, okay, you know, my best friend's Eric, he's all about crypto. He will not, and he's right next to me right now.
Right.
He will only take, like, crypto for, like, yeah, Aaron, I try to put him on the phone. Aaron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm over here. I'm listening to the conversation, yeah.
Yeah, all right. I've been trying to, like deter him away from this, but he's just so into the crypto thing. Like, single time, like, even if I want to send you, like, 20 bucks and convert it to, it's insane. I mean,
the thing with crypto, here's the deal. Crypto ain't going to last long. It's impossible. Because the simple fact is, you got to remember, the Federal Reserve is going to fucking digital currency. And ain't going to have no other digital currency around fucking with their shit. You're fucking with their money now. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so cryptocurrency will not be accepted.
Like, I've been
right.
telling
they're
going to
close
like
in for their own self. They're right. Get them to close in for themselves. They'll have their own fucking one bank, and that'll be it.
So
why would you want
to
share your wealth?
We're pretty ignorant when it comes to the whole structure of everything and the way things are, like, structured. So how does it work when, like, the world economy, the world banks, the American banks, they want to take everything and they see that they're missing out on all of this digital currency, that then now they're like, okay, well, how there's a cryptocurrency that's federally recognized. So how does that exist in terms of the structure of everything else? Like, is our money going to be like, because when you look at like how this Bitcoin and everybody's buying into cryptocurrency in terms of inflation and deflation and the values of as if they were a stock. How is that? Is that the same thing as if somebody had a U.S. dollar? I could say I bought this U.S. dollar,
well,
but now it's valued at
$5. The reason
now
the reason they allow
more.
It because there's something in it for them. You know what I mean? There's something in it for them. That's why it's around. Why do you think weed's legal all over the fucking place? Same thing. You know, I don't want to become the prosecutor and have houses somebody to pay all this money. I can make more money on taxes and money, walk around smoked up, get high and shit. Where they're more controllable and mellowed out. They don't care. They're high. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what it is. The mind fucking.
How do you feel about the fact that digital currency is also very much traceable in terms of a paper trail, whereas legal tender in the form of paper money is kind of like an untraceable ghost, tenure
that's
where,
right.
you know, you
right.
have.
Right. Right.
This never happened. Wink, wink. Here's some money, gold money, paper money.
That's no more. The gold standard has been gone.
Digital paper
right.
trail.
Digital currency has a perfectly good trail. It's constantly being monitored. It doesn't matter. Anything you do, any move you make, they know it. It's when it becomes a social tool.
The whole premise back on the Silk Road and people were buying assassins via the dark web, via Bitcoin and whatnot, they thought that was untraceable because those ducats were all digital. And so that's not even accurate. What you're saying is
this
money that the assassins.
Anything you do on your computer, it's all there. It never goes away. It never goes away.
Those
everything you fucking do
could be traced back to an entity.
Oh yeah, a bit. There's original origin, sure. Yeah.
Drug
Absolutely.
Deals, assassins, ninjas for hire. They're all
everything you do.
Don't
know. You know, you hired a hitman, so we're cutting off your money.
Wow, I hired a ninja one time. That's cool, Aaron.
You see what I mean? I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like I told my audience one time before. You know, say you're a blown alcoholic, man, and you buy a gallon of whiskey every day, and you're on your third day, you got your gallon of whiskey, go back your fourth day, and it says access denied. You can't use no money to buy liquor because you met your capacity. That's how much control they'll have. They already control your refrigerator and your icebox in your goddamn house, dude. Yeah. The power company does that because smart appliances, that's what they do. They back them down. They back the unit down from not working so it doesn't consume electric while they're still fucking you. Yeah. Anyway, I got 850 in here. One.
That's a little much, though. If you think back into that, that's like a little much. Like thinking about even refrigeration, about even into like how much you're going to spend on alcohol. I mean, you got to be a real full blown alcoholic to think about that type of stuff.
Well, I know, but it's what it's going to be, man. You're going to get a limit to what you can do. And think of any money you receive through digital, when it becomes the digital currency, any money you get from anybody, it's automatically taxed when you get it as income tax. Because that's what it is. It's coming in.
You know what you guys sound like to me? It sounds like you guys are still wanting to ride horses and cars are coming out. It's like you guys are still like, I don't want to drive a car. I'd rather ride a horse. Let me explain to you
you're thinking digital currency is a good thing.
Hold on, Aaron, it almost sounds like they want to say like we're like on the Oregon Trail.
Yeah, that's what you guys sound like to me. So the thing with cryptocurrencies is it's a quick way to move money. And you say, that cash is non-traceable. That's true. But are you going to buy something on eBay or on Amazon using cash? What, you're going to shove physical cash through your computer? Mm-mm. Everything is digital these days. And if you guys don't realize that, then there's something wrong with you, man. So every time you use a credit card to buy something, I mean, it seems instant to you, right? It seems instant. Mm-hmm. But the transaction between the credit card and the bank takes a long time. It can take up to 3 days to a week for the actual money from the credit card to the bank. And what cryptocurrencies does is it makes that transaction instant. So the bank has a whole bunch of cryptocurrencies, and the credit card company has cryptocurrencies, and they're transfer instant. But here's the crazy thing. When cryptocurrencies become the thing, and it will, you're not going to need a credit card, and you're not going to need a bank because you become the bank. Do you understand? Why do you have a bank now? It's because they hold your money. But when cryptocurrencies become fully used, you won't need the bank anymore because you can hold your own money. You don't need to keep it on there, and it's safe.
You're 100% right, but you know when you said that you can't actually put money through something that. Hold on, Aaron, can you bend over really quick? Oh, I gotta put it. Aaron, are you accepting that money right now that I'm giving you? Hold on.
All right, we got trolls. All right. Trolls, I love you.
Aaron, here we go. All right, Aaron, come on. Give me a little more. Yeah, bend over.
Well, first off, you guys ain't going to get to me because I'm a fucking troll tamer. So I'm cool. You guys are fucking high and thinking cryptocurrency is going to work because it's not. You know, it ain't going to happen. I know better. Are you talking out of your ass? Is that what you're doing? I mean, you're thinking I'm talking back in the Ponderosa today.
What's going on? Are they fucking each other?
But you see, I'm a sore tie on that subject. God, that asshole must. Yeah. Oh, transgender. I can't say nothing about it. Oh, you're okay, man. It's cool. It's okay. You're talking out your asshole. It's all right. I'm cool with it. Yeah, shit.
Damn, you got almost sexuals on your show having sex and shit like that? That's crazy, man.
You do?
No. Were those two guys having sex, Amigo?
Hey, Ron.
Yeah, man.
These two guys need to hear about little Johnny.
No, they're too stupid. They couldn't understand something like that. That's way beyond them, man. You can't do that. You can't. No, you can't. These are trolls, bro. They're playing. So I'm playing with them. That shit don't get to me. I don't give a fuck. I think it's funny. You know, because back in the old days of BTR, I used to get trolls a lot, and I just fucking cracked up with them. I mean, they tried everything. They fucked my sister. I just fucked your mother, you son of a bitch. Eh, whatever. Okay, so what? You fucked her. Good for you, man. I don't care. I don't let that shit get to me. It's fucking, it's child play. That's all it is. You fucking bored, you do something stupid shit like that. I mean, I'm not out for popularity with this goddamn podcast. Care to fuck less. I'm just here to talk. Free will, freedom of speech, trying to fucking have it for a while until they take that away too, which they're working on it. You fucking know it. They know it too. They all know this shit, man. You know, did I lose gun? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gun's still with us, right?
Yeah, I still got him. Okay. Yeah. I lost the other one.
I'm here.
Well, the other guy.
I'm here.
The guy I let on, he kind of took off because I was, didn't like what I was saying. Because I'm not reacting to it. I'm not going to. I mean, cryptocurrency, I mean, everybody, I know, I got friends of mine that believe that shit is the gospel of the truth.
That was the That was what always got, what's his name, the coward, going, because he'd always react to these people.
Right. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, I know. I've been there many times when he got attacked.
Now, look, so I would say you know, one of these names would pop up in his chat room at the time, and I'd say, okay, this guy said this, and he said don't. He would jump down my throat when I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
when I'm saying what he said, and
right,
you know, he said don't. He would go, well, I don't want to give them the time of day, but then he'd say something. Yeah. I don't want to give him the time of day, and he'd say something to him, right, Gunn?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, been there, done it. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Me and Guns rode that bike. We, you know, back in the older days before you came along, Mike, it was rough. George used to get attacked hard. I mean, hot, hard and heavy. And, you know, he hated my show. I had enough to air my show an hour after his, or right after his show, so I didn't take mine on.
I
was nice to him about that shit. I mean, I could have went on the same thing. And I did finally, once he pissed me off enough, I started throwing my show up the same time as his. And I go look over his show, wouldn't be a fucking soul there. Everybody's over my show, you know.
So, I was there.
Yeah, you know.
And
if
you remember, when he kicked me off the first time, and y'all were going to, at one point, y'all were going to do a simulcast, I think,
mm-hmm.
at one point, right?
Right.
And I said, he said, you better not call. I'm not going to take a call. And I said, I'm just calling Ron,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I knew you would take my call. And he said, well, if you do that, I'm going to fucking cut Ron off.
No, he said cut his own feed off. He wouldn't cut my feed. He cut himself off from my feed. That's all. That's cool. But I didn't care. I mean, that's the whole point. The thing with George, he hated because he couldn't get to me. You know, he just couldn't get to me, you know. He tried. He did. He tried many times. You know,
he is an attention whore. Okay?
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Right. He likes to draw attention to himself, you know.
And by throwing his little tantrums,
he thinks people like to hear that shit, and they don't. That's why nobody goes to show. I can't be a Cherokee Rose chick. Still goes on a show. I guess she's a little whacked in the head too, maybe. You know, but I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah, I've seen no way there too. I'm gone.
Well, they like.
But he's another one of these guys that got. He's got his own problems and.
Right.
And he's, you know, can't breathe and all that stuff. But that's neither here nor there. I mean. I can't breathe either,
and I can't beat up. So what can I tell you, man? You know, I have no arms, I have no legs, I have no brain.
Nothing. You're not beat off O'Rourke.
I don't exist. I don't exist on this planet. I'm from another. I'm out in the middle of the fucking in outer space, man, in this ship, doing this show. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually looking at the whole world right now, and I'm broadcasting.
If Ron Reck plays his guitar in the woods, does anybody hear it?
Well, you know, drum.
It depends on what guitar.
If you're out there doing your show in outer space, then you can solve the world's greatest question: is the Earth round or flat?
It is oblong. It looks like a big drunken blob.
That's round.
Drunken round. Yeah, it's round. Yeah, it's round. It's round. Looks like one of my other balls. Looks like my left ball is the bigger one. You know. Right. Yeah. My left ball has its own fucking atmosphere. I swear to God, it's fucking humongous, man. Yeah.
My right one has.
I can pump this shit out by the gallons. You know.
Yeah. My right one has its own zip code, so you know.
Oh, there you go. That's it. Right. Fucking right on, man. You know, we might be next. We might be subdivisions. But anyway. But, you know, man, it's this, like these guys doing, the young guys, you know, doing this kind of silly shit. They have nothing else to do, apparently. You know, that's cool. But I hope they learn. I hope they catch on to what we talk about. I mean, because it's sad because they don't know. They simply don't know. They're thinking one thing, you know, because the point is they don't know the history. People don't like it. They don't like that. There ain't very too many people. We're talking a speck out of millions of people ever get interested in history, okay? But the thing is, when the problem that, you know, cryptocurrency, the government's going to take it away. They don't want you in on their shit. You know what I mean? Why would you let somebody else, when you control the whole population of a fucking country, why would you let some other motherfucker get into your money game? You know what I mean? No.
You're not.
Fuck no.
Hey, Ron. Hey, Ron, let me jump in here real quick and tell you something about the iPhone real quick. I think this might explain a lot. In the beginning days of the iPhone, when the iPhone first came out, it was just an iPhone. It was a phone, an email browser, and a web service. Just those three, right?
Right.
And somebody from the student found a way to break into the phone and put applications on the phone. They discovered that the phone was a little computer. And so they found a way to open it up and put things on there. And then people started realizing that. And so they put video games on there. Then they started developing apps on there. And Apple, they did so much that Apple couldn't do anything because they broke the iPhone and started developing apps. So what did Apple do? They started hiring these people. They created the App Store. And then they purchased all those people that were creating apps. They let them sell on their App Store. And right now, we are seeing something similar with cryptocurrencies. There's a whole bunch of cryptocurrencies, but the government doesn't know how to – they don't know how to use it. So what are they going to do? They're going to hire these cryptocurrencies to implement into their new digital society.
More likely,
so that's what's
more
happening. It's not they're going to shut it down. They're going to implement it. They're going to combine it. And, and that's why a lot of investors are investing in cryptocurrencies because they see that right now, that the government is going to use this currency.
They're thinking the government's going to make let it be transferable in digital currency. I don't know. I can't call that one. I don't know how that would play. I mean, but I would think it would be more of a risk shot you're going to take in the crypto, because if you're thinking the government's going to buy you out, they're not going to do nothing like that. Probably not. Maybe.
They're not
going to
buy you out.
They're speculating.
They're not
going to
buy it out. They're not going to buy out. They're going to use it, and they're going to
phase into
it.
That's what you're saying. They're going to phase into that.
If anyone thinks that the government is smart enough to create their own cryptocurrency, that's a delusion. The government is not that smart. Facebook was not created by the government, but the government uses Facebook now, and they also use Twitter now, and they also use YouTube now, and they also use Google now. It's independent people that create this, and then the government takes
I understand,
it.
But the
like
government's
going to
take control of it regardless. That's what I'm saying.
That's right. The government's going to take control of it. That's right.
Yeah.
But
it's how it comes,
implemented.
You know, right. Yeah, I agree with you. But the thing is, I'm saying, man, it's the whole point. They're going to control it. That's what they want. It ain't going to matter what you name it, what you call it. They're going to control this thing. It's going to be one unit. You know, it won't be called cryptocurrency. It'll be called another name. It's something different, you know. Like the thing, I think, what is it called? Fed One is a new credit card come out. The Fed One or Fed Now
Fed
or
now.
Some shit like that. Fed Now. So, Fed you know, now. There you go. There's your, that's your digital currency. And you're right. You know what I'm saying? I understand. We use our debit cards to buy all kinds of shit. You know, all that. I get that. Too.
When the car was first created, it was eventually owned by the government. So every car now, you have to register your car. You have to have insurance. You have to have a driver's license to drive it. It's not like someone created the car and now it's a free thing and anyone could just drive it. The government has to get involved, just like airplanes, just like boats, just like fishing.
Right.
Yeah, the government gets involved in everything.
Anything they can get a dollar out of.
That's,
you know, I've mentioned this many times.
They have to
mark. Anything a dollar, and they ain't got to do nothing for it. That's the best way to go, isn't it? I mean, like right now, you know, just for example, you know, we had an election here in Missouri, and anyway, the county of Christian County in a town called Ozark, city. All right, they wanted to increase marijuana sales for recreational marijuana up 3%. So did the county. So that would make it 6 cents more in that county, right, or in that city and in that county. 6% more on taxes on marijuana. And then go to a town next door and get it for much cheaper than that, right? So, but here's the deal. What is? They can get that increase, but what do they do for it? Nothing. They don't do a goddamn thing.
Nope.
They filed some paperwork. That's all they did, and they're done. They don't do nothing more except collect the fucking amount of money. And they don't have to do no work, labor, no overhead, no manual labor, no fucking, no overhead. Only overhead head is going to be the accountant fucking counting the money for you going into you. And a lot of people don't understand how much money is made that way by these motherfuckers, you know? You know, when you go into, when you buy something, you're paying tax. And when you're, like I said, man, on this currency too coming, this digital shit, you get $5 handed to you, they're going to take money out of that. They're going to get some of that $5 you're getting. Well, income tax, I'm telling you, man, they're going to take some of it.
It's
going to be
it's
like handing somebody a dollar bill. That ain't going to be no more. That, them days going to be fucking over.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's the same thing, Ron.
Very well.
Right. It's the same thing with people that grew up like our age and everything. I work for my goddamn money. I spent 20 fucking years in the electrical field. Okay. Right. I wasn't no pencil pusher. I was part-time pencil pusher because I owned my own company. Okay. But I was out there in the field. I worked my goddamn ass off. My dad worked his ass off for 52 years in the IBEW. But these what you're talking about is these people that don't do nothing. They don't do a fucking thing but push a pencil, and that's it. Don't even break a sweat over it. Okay? Don't even break a sweat over it.
Right.
And this is the top. These motherfuckers will be strung up, I'm telling you. They're crooked.
Well, but they can't function, and you know, like towns get their own water companies and their own trash service and stuff, and they're charging you for this shit. You know what I'm saying? So they're making a cut. They got a contractor that comes and picks up your trash, and they got somebody running the water. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfect money-making system. You know, while
safe system that they do it that way? You don't think it's safer that they monitor the water system that that you pay for police and stuff like that?
Right.
You don't think it's
safe? Maybe. I don't know. I don't use city water, dude. I don't do that.
Oh,
I don't,
you have a well?
No.
Is that how you get water?
That's right. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Very cool. You can't get no better than that. The thing is, well, it depends on where you're drilling it, too, but that's, you know, if you're in a shitty area, it ain't good because water might be fucked. But, I don't know. I don't have that. Yeah, and then most of your municipal water companies, you know, that water ain't no fucking good either. They're pumping all kinds of shit into it to try to help it. But, you know, sometimes it don't test out too good.
Chlorine, fluoride, all
bleach,
that shit, which is poison, which is proven a poison. Okay, go look it up.
Yeah.
You know that what is that fluoride? They say that it's good for your teeth. No, it ain't. It's a goddamn depressant. Go look up the chemical breakdown.
Well, it's also
fluoride.
It can make you go sterile. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's a depressant.
Yeah,
it's
fluoride can make you go sterile. Yeah,
that's right.
So,
how's it good for your teeth? You know, it's not.
Well, I mean, I live out in the fucking woods. I mean, I live fucking. Town to me is like fucking 15 miles away. 15 miles away to see a fucking town. You know what I mean? There is no, you know, actual town near me. Which I like that. Most people won't live this lifestyle because it ain't close to a fucking Walmart. You know what I mean? They fear the Walmart. So, you know, it's just,
Walmart. Walmart is an issue in itself these days, like with Chicago and stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
How can a crime-infested city like Chicago complain that Walmart is leaving? They're the problem.
Right.
I mean, if I had a business in Chicago and it kept getting stolen from, not just by the customers, but by the employees as well, I mean, I'm definitely going to shut down shop and go.
Yeah, if you're not making, you're losing money, not making money. I got
losing money. Losing money. Yeah,
exactly.
They're protesting right now.
Yeah. Anyway,
look at all these liberal ass states. You know, the Democrat run states and cities and stuff.
Amen.
I mean, San Francisco's having the same problems as in Chicago. Maybe not the murder problems yet. But Chicago and murder is what it's been a murder capital for God knows how long, right?
Shit, they whack people off every day in Chicago and New York and all the fucking crime infested.
It's nothing new.
That's nothing new. It's like, really? Oh, you got 10 people got killed? Really? Oh wow, did we sell tickets to it? You know? that kind of.
Well, there's. But, I think there's more murders now comparatively. I mean, than there used to be 20 years ago, Chicago. You know, because one, you have a weak police force. That's one thing you have, and people know.
Well,
they don't care.
Look, Chicago has always been a mafia-controlled city ever since day one. I think.
So was New York.
Chicago, New York, same way. New York mafia. You know, when the mafia was real big and everything, it was controlling everything. Right. And they still do in these cities like that. They still control right. these cities. Today, Chicago is still controlled by the goddamn mafia. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So how is that going to ever change? How is that going to ever change?
Well,
it's not.
And what did they say about Trump when he came, when he started running for president? He goes, people go, well, he had to pay people to build his buildings. Well, yeah, because one, you're supposed to pay somebody for work, but secondly, where is he building his buildings? Where was he building his buildings at? New York City. Who runs New York City? The union.
Mob.
What a union.
Mob. Same thing. Same thing. Union mob.
Well, that, and they got the politicians in their back pockets and everything. It's nothing new.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
of course. It's
you got money. The only way you have freedom if you got money to buy it. That's
yep.
a fact. I don't care what anybody fucking says. There is no such thing as goddamn freedom
now,
in this country.
Don't pull a George Zinser on us now. You know,
well,
we're free.
I am a free man. I can go where I want, do what I want. And my name
I can
sit
on
you
the sidewalk, jack
no,
off in the corner at the post office. I can do all kinds of, yeah, go try it.
No, you can't.
Yeah, free.
No.
What do you mean, no, I can't?
This is not a free... This is not a free country. It never
what?
Was. If it was a free country, you could take a gun and shoot somebody and say, hey, I did it, and it's okay. Because why? It's a free country. And there are countries where you could do that. In Africa, there are places
right.
where you could do things like that.
Yeah,
there, in Australia, the Aborigines live in a free society. They don't have to pay for fishing. They don't have to pay to hunt.
Right.
They can walk wherever they want. Here in the United States, you have to pay toll taxes to leave your state. You have to pay toll taxes to travel from this
what
state
is
to
up
that
with
state.
That? What that fucking kills me. Yeah, right, dude. I'm with you. We're not free at all. That's just I'm
you're not free. You never.
Yeah,
were.
I know.
But
America's know.
Better than
I'm a slave just like
you
everybody else.
To
we're
understand
slaves.
This.
We can make
America a better country than a free country. You know why? People die to come here because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Not because
right.
it's free, but because there's a justice system here. I cannot kill you. I cannot take a gun and kill you because the justice system says that that's immoral. That's why
mm-hmm.
I cannot do that. I cannot drive mm-hmm. without a driver's license because unjust. You understand? It's dangerous. There's a justice system here that protects everybody. So it's not – people don't come here because of freedom. They come here for the justice system,
no,
the protection.
Well, it just depends on how you look at the justice system. In most opinion, in my opinion for that matter, the justice system in the United States is fucked. It is fucked. Okay.
Well, it's two-sided. That's the problem. It's two-sided
remember what I Ron, remember what I said last night about
that? I don't
that
know what
my
endgame side of it is, but I'll figure it out.
Down there in Austin, okay, where that guy shot that Antifa thug, okay? The governor's going to pardon the guy here in Texas, okay?
Right.
They convicted that motherfucker for murder. He was a fucking Marine.
Don't get me murdered, Jeff.
Yeah, shot him fucking six times with a .357 Magnum because the guy, the idiot, raised a fucking rifle to him. That's justified. But he got charged with murder. Now, you tell me the judicial system works? Really?
Exactly. Right. Well, look at Trump.
What?
Okay, you know, look at fucking Trump, man. They're charging shit that's way
shit.
Past the fucking the date. It ain't no good, man. You know, that's limitations up on that shit, man. Fuck.
There was a lady that sued McDonald's because she spilled hot coffee on herself.
Yeah,
and in this
right
country,
now.
She
Call
was
me.
Allowed to sue the company, the restaurant, and make $10 million off of it. You cannot do stuff like that in other countries. And because she did that, the coffee cups that we get from McDonald's and the majority of places now are safer.
Caution
the coffee
hot.
Cups they had they back then were
no,
dangerous.
They're all plastic
the lid
now.
Would come off.
Yeah, not paper.
Well, they lowered the temperature of the
coffee.
Yeah.
Now they serve cold coffee. See, cold coffee don't hurt you, see?
Right. It ain't hot like it everybody used to, that's goddamn sure.
Iced
coffee. Iced. You know, just like I said it many times, this is why I carry a gun. I carry a .357 Magnum, okay, under constitutional carry here in Texas. I have carry insurance, okay, in case I have to shoot one of these motherfuckers, okay. I've got a team of lawyers standing by. All I got to do is call the card in my wallet, okay, and everything's taken care of because the judicial system is so fucked up. It should be that if you get into a defense
and all right. Right.
Boom.
Yep. That begs the question, why is the Second Amendment attacked so much? You know?
Yeah, see? There you go. Yeah.
Hey, Gunslinger, can I ask you something? Do you think everyone should be able to buy a gun? Like a 14-year-old kid should be able to walk into a convenience
when I do?
If you are you would have to be of legal age. Anywhere in the United States, you have to be 21 years old to buy a handgun, okay? And you go through a background check. Okay, I went through a background check when I bought mine. So I have to do
background check. Okay. Is okay. That's it. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
there are some people. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh,
go ahead.
Well, if you're going to buy a gun, you need to know how to use the motherfucker, okay? You need to take class. You need to take safety courses, and you need to practice. I've been a gun owner ever since I was born. I was born with a pair of electrician's dykes in one hand and a gun in the other. Okay, I've been around guns my entire
such
life.
Violent things. Years old. Why do people want such violent things like guns and fucking wire dykes? That's fucking dangerous.
Dykes are so dangerous. And that goes for any gun. I don't care if it's a shotgun or a handgun. You need to know what the fuck you're doing. Now, if you're going to have one, possess one, or even carry one, I carry it every fucking day. You know,
yep.
But I know the law.
I own a gun too.
You know,
yeah, I own a gun too, but I don't think everyone should own a gun. I just hear so many people that support the Second Amendment and say stupid shit like everyone should be allowed to buy a gun. You should be able to sell guns at gas stations to like 14-year-old kids, anybody. And I don't agree with that. There's just too many crazy people out there.
At one time, it used to be that way here. You know that, don't you? And do you know what? Also, the crime rate was very fucking low. Very low crime rate.
Yeah, yeah, very low.
Of,
right.
So, you know.
I mean, kids should not have guns, okay, unless they're trained by their parents.
Well, people are whack-a-loon now. They've been raised by a fucking computer game. So they don't know how to handle anything, really.
My dad taught me about gun safety when I was 9 years old. I fired my first 12-gauge shotgun when I was 10. 10 years old. Knocked me on my ass. Still got the fucking shotgun in my closet back there. Okay? But my dad taught me. He taught me how to use it, what it's used for, and to respect the gun. Okay? If I go out there and indiscriminately kill with it, that's not what it's meant. It's
but there was
protection.
No classes when you were a kid, Gunslinger. Dad was the teacher. That was it. That's how I learned. There was no gun safety courses.
No.
You know, you could buy a 12-gauge shotgun at any fucking H.G. Sears catalog. You know
your
that?
Dad
back
was
then?
So your dad was the gun safety course. Okay?
Yeah, right, right.
You know, it's like my dad taught me the electrical trade, everything about the electrical trade. You know? Like father, like son, I guess, you know.
Dad didn't teach me electrical trade, but he gave me the engineer mind that I have. But, you know, my dad was helping me. He was a mechanic, and he was one of the best, one of the highest paid mechanics I've ever known. But anyway, I mean, I know everything from him. But it's kind of funny. Here I'm an electrical engineer, but I fucking own a service shop, too. What the fuck's up with that? You know, I was raised doing it. Even though I don't like it, I can do it. That's the problem. I mean, I'm a mechanical genius, man. But I just like, wow.
Well,
man,
like I said, anybody has a right to have the gun if they want it. You don't have to have it. I mean, you can call 911 and die. I don't care. Okay. But by the time the cops get here, the situation is already over. So how many seconds does it take to pull a trigger on a gun? A heartbeat. Mm-hmm. How long does it take the cops to get here?
So where does the Serve and Protect come in at on that? That's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah. 8 minutes or 2 or 3 hours, they might show up, and you're already laying in a pool of blood. So you see, it's what I've said. Who is the best fucking defender of yourself? Go look in the mirror. It's you.
Yeah, but it still brings up the, I mean, you still have to think about this. There are crazy people out there as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean,
is,
I don't think those people should be able to have a gun. No. I think you guys are sane enough. I don't think Ron is sane enough to own a gun.
No, I don't have a gun.
But I think
no,
the majority
Ron's
of us, the rest of us,
he's just a retard.
I believe I'm protected by the Bible. In any version, I use the Bible for that, you know, to protect me.
Okay.
Weapons are dangerous. They shouldn't be around. I believe myself, everybody should own one, even the crazies. And the crazies have more fucking rights to a gun than an upright motherfucker does. You know what I mean?
No.
So,
no.
You know, it's like weed. Let me get back to weed again.
I can't agree.
You remember when it was all illegal? We got it anyway because we wanted it. It's still there, right? So if you want a gun, I don't care the fuck who you are. If you got the money, you got a gun. That's how it works in reality. You know what I mean? So background check.
Well,
and, you know, they've increased the gun laws so fucking much, guns shouldn't even exist anymore. But you know what I mean? Really, background check. How many times can you background check a motherfucker? Well, if it comes back to the same result every time, why do you keep doing it? What the fuck does that mean, you know?
Yeah.
It don't make no goddamn sense to me. No.
It doesn't work.
The
background check doesn't work.
No,
because
it does
they
not.
Get,
if a motherfucker wants a gun, they're going to go get one. I don't give a fuck what you say. Yeah, they're going to get a gun. It doesn't fucking matter. I mean, like, in this state alone, you don't have to have a background check to buy a gun at a gun show or a fucking auction. You don't have to have a background check if you sell a gun to somebody else, or, you know, buy it from individuals. You know what I mean? So,
yep.
You know.
Yeah.
I think,
that's what they want. That's what they want. They don't want.
They do, but it ain't ever going
to
work.
They don't want
gonna,
the gun
human
to be
nature,
able to sell 357 Magnum to Ron Reck, you know.
Right.
Because there's no paperwork on that sale. There's
right.
No way they can trace that gun.
Right.
You know?
But see, now, but wait a minute. That's going to change when we go full digital currency. They'll fucking know it. Trust me, they'll know it. So,
yeah,
you know.
I think
the
gun laws
like,
actually do
phone
work.
Or whatever the fuck it is that you can swipe your card on and fucking,
right.
You know.
Well, I don't think the gun laws work that well. I really don't. It just don't seem to work that well. I wish it did. I wish, but you know, the thing is, it ain't the gun itself. It's the person with it.
It's a person.
It's the problem.
It's a person doing it.
And
we got rid of all
right.
Our nut houses
and,
in this country. We don't have many institutions for crazy people no more. We just throw in prison
the
way,
law
in
is,
the fucking street.
Did you,
so,
guys,
you know
the law is trying to keep those crazy people from getting the guns? That's what the law
well, yeah,
is trying
it,
to do. It's
trying to some point you got but you got fucking
degree.
States. Yeah, we got to like Illinois just went to that no bond state shit, you know, like California, New York has it, you know, where you don't have to pay no bond. You can shoot a motherfucker and walk right out the door late, 40 hours later, you know.
I wish you guys could see my area, the area that I live in. I live like, well, I don't live there anymore, but I used to live like in the hood, and there's a whole bunch of crazy people. I just can't imagine the corner store selling guns for like $10, and anyone could actually go in there and buy a gun. You would. It'll be total chaos.
Well,
it
you'd have a lot less crazy
chaos.
People, though. But you'd have a lot less crazy people because shooting each other. You know what I'm saying?
So
you're
okay
clear
with
that
people
shit out.
Killing each other, then, basically. Yeah. I mean,
right.
if you want to say a whole bunch of people need to die, then, yeah, you might as well just have
no,
the cops
I'm not,
line up
I'm not
anyone
saying that,
that's
man.
Crazy and shoot them.
Right. But I'm not saying that. But that's what would happen if that was the actual case. If guns were, you know, buying $10 at the corner store all day long, anybody could do it. Yeah, that'd be exactly what would happen. You see a lot of dead motherfuckers, real quick. So you know, and I work to a percent, but there's other ways to kill a motherfucker. I mean, there's a lot of other ways. You know, you have a gun to do it. You know, so
in Africa they do that right now, and what ends up happening is who controls the town or the city is the person with the biggest guns. That's what
right.
basically happened in
right.
Rwanda. All
right,
these people that got the money from the United States because of the fly, the videos on TV saying children send money to help these children in Africa, they gathered all that money and started buying guns with it. And it turned out those with the most guns control the neighborhood.
And
that's what they end up doing. And what you're saying is what's going to happen here if that's the case. So the drug dealers in the neighborhood will basically control the whole neighborhood because they make the most money and they'll have the most guns and they'll control the neighborhood.
Ain't that what we're seeing though now in San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York?
It's already like that. Yeah, it's already like that.
All them places, exactly. Fentanyl's about taking over the place. Yeah. You know, that's the new drug, you know, and it's coming across the border like it ain't shit, like a fucking raging river. But we, you know, we had a conversation about, but I just lost track. But I anyway, I was on the show earlier, and Judge Joe Brown was on. Okay, and he was talking about the you send money for dogs and starving people. And I brought this up on my show quite a few times the past couple of years. I said, why is it Sarah McLaughlin can say, send 75 cents in to help this poor starving, fucking freezing, chained up dog. 75 cents a day. Okay. Then the next commercial comes on. You got the gray beard dude comes on. I'm here in the middle of Africa and little Ubuntu has no money. For just 50 cents a day, you could feed him, educate him, and house him for 50 cents a day. So, but a fucking dog gets 75 cents, man. That don't make no sense to me. It never has and never will. That, first off, the little kid should be taken care of. But the problem is the little kid only gets 10% of what you give him. That's how that works. I mean, I know that. Out of curiosity, me and a friend of mine flew over and go find out what the fuck really was going on with this shit. And United Way, Feed the Children, all the motherfuckers, oh, my God, they're all fucking dirty. They're fucking dirty, man. And it's,
Look at the Clinton Foundation. What was it?
There's another one.
Haiti, over there in Haiti or whatever it was.
They went to Haiti and set up a cell phone service company to make more money. They didn't do shit for nobody.
They didn't do goddamn shit. They didn't do a fucking thing for those
people.
They
put a cell phone service in, Gunn.
Well, great, cell phone service, but can you eat a cell phone?
No, you can't. Didn't care. They didn't give a fuck. They're going to make money. That's all about. Yeah. Just like you said about Biden. He sends over 50 fucking billion, but he has 25% back to him, the big guy. That's a perfect scam. Perfect. Why do we care about that fucking country? Why is it such a critical thing for us to give a blind fuck about them? Because it's money laundering. It's a money laundering country. You send money over there, it comes back perfectly clean to us. Fuck, why not, man?
Just like the Ukraine right now.
Yeah, exactly what it is. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Same. That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah, use and abuse it. Fuck the people. Fuck the people, Who cares about them? Let Russia fuck them all up. Who cares? But, it's Biden's personal piggy bank. Hunter, I don't know if he still works for Burisma or whatever. That's oil money. There's nothing there. He's making money. Get kickbacks and favors and, the same old fucking gang. So what I'm saying? Bluey, man, we'll just make a deal with the Bidens. It's all right. Don't fucking cut his thing,
That entire party is awash in corruption.
Just don't blame one party. No, sir. No. You got to do both. You got to do them all. Every fucking one of them. I don't care what party it is. Any of them. They're at 5 o'clock. They're all together. It's all the same fucking thing. That party shit is bullshit. I don't buy it. I'm not going to. Nobody convince me. That it is what it is, because, it's so much shit is going wrong. I mean, it is. There's no doubt about it. And the Democrats are at fault of this, but there's not very many Republicans doing a goddamn thing about it. Somebody having hearings. Well, what the fuck good is hearing? Where's the action? Let's stop this bullshit. Let's cut the gas price. Let's close that fucking border. Take it on fucking how many millions of people in this country. Why not? When all fucking else fails out, it's going to go into a fucking war here. People are eventually going to get tired. Once they ran out of money or there is no more money to use or get whatever, nothing anymore, the people will get tired. They're going to get hungry, and there you go. That's what's going to happen. And they're slowly sliding it in there.
There's one other thing that would touch this thing off. If in 2024 everybody votes for Trump and he loses again.
Yeah, I think that would trigger something, but I think they're going to have a trigger before that ever happens. They're going to keep him from getting in there. I mean, the next hearing date is up for the fucking in December. Are you fucking kidding me? You got that many cases going right now, which probably they do. You know, it's yeah, I mean,
well,
you know, every time I look at a judge, I look at a cash register. That's what I think of a judge. They're nothing but a fucking cash register, you know?
Right.
So, you know, what do you
this guy that's running this case, and there's another case that's being run by the what's her name, the AG of New York against Trump, and there's this case that's from Jack Smith in Washington, D.C., and then there's the Georgia case. There's four cases going right now against Trump, four of them.
Well, but you know, and that's going to cock-block him from running.
Yep.
That's what they want. That's what they want to happen. Do they want Joe Biden back in? Not likely. I can't see that. You know, but they're going to put some, you know, somebody was telling me
they don't want what's her name, you know, they don't want knee pads.
Kamala Harris? Well, Kamala Harris was insurance that Joe Biden never got fucking impeached. That's all the reason she's there. But Joe Biden don't even like her. Ain't that something? Joe Biden does not like Kamala Harris at all. She don't do nothing. She don't do shit. He gives her job.
She
don't do shit. She don't have to. But.
Or she's on her knees or on her back, one or two. That's how she got there.
Mm-hmm.
I heard she was a piss poor prosecutor, and she didn't stand a chance in the primary. So the bitch ain't worth the buck.
If she was a serious person, instead of going to wherever she went to when she was supposed to have gone to the border, she would have went down to South Texas, you know, instead of going to, what was it, El Paso or wherever the hell it was.
Right. And she's only been there once. Matter of fact, she was asked if she's ever going to go back to the border. Maybe not right now, but no, not today. Not today. You know, fuck you.
I'm pretty sure the upcoming Democratic candidate is going to be gay. It's most likely going to be a gay black woman. I think
so
that's their ideal candidate.
You think
candidate.
About Pierre to do it? You think about Jean-Claude Pierre, whatever her name is, the speaker?
Oh, I don't know who that
is. I mean, media.
KJP. No, might not be her. Might be, what's her name that just got beat in Chicago? The mayor of Chicago.
Lori
Lightfoot.
Could you see her running the fucking country? I could see it. She's so
it has nothing to do with talent anymore. It has nothing to do with talent, skill. Uh-huh. It's going to be all up to, like, image.
Whoever,
and the image that the Democrats want, it's going to be a homosexual person.
Yeah. Probably, you know. And I have nothing against gay people.
So
I don't, you know. I'm not for this transgender and shit and these egg shows for these children. That's fucking wrong, regardless. Now, people, the children, no, they fucking don't. These are developing little minds. They don't fucking know I understand this crazy shit. You know?
You should have that kind of stuff in positions of power. Look at Butt Buddy, Obama. How do you think this transgender and all this shit started? Men going to women's bathrooms and all this
shit. Well, that was Obama.
Obama
started that shit.
That's what I said. It was Obama. He's the one that started that. So you don't need a person that is probably gay behind the closet doors or whatever, running the fucking country, because if you have an homosexual in there, they're going to push their homosexual agenda.
Well,
they do
think homosexuality. I believe homosexuality is a mental condition. I believe that. I don't believe it's a natural thing. That can't be. Yeah, you could have been born a man, but you have a woman's whatever thing, thought, knowledge, body, but you're still born a man. It don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
That's that. But we're talking about people that are perfectly healthy female people that believe this shit. So I see it more as a mental condition. You know, I can't think of what else you say. I mean, but like I said, I'm not against gay people. That's what they believe in, what you want to do. You're already on. I got gay friends, man. I have no doubt about it. They're still my friends. You know, but they know I don't, it ain't my thing. I'm not into it. So, and they respect me. I respect them.
As long as you don't influence that agenda
right,
from whatever
right.
position that
you're, right.
You don't want
they're
your
grooming
to go,
children, man. They're grooming the children to be homosexual.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to. One population control. You know,
that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, they're grooming the children. That's what they're fucking doing. It's sad.
Grooming.
It's a sad
there
thing.
It is. Yeah, sick. Yeah, sick.
Because once these kids grow up older and become adults, they're going to be, I can't believe I did that. You know, so they're doing damage to these people. You know, it's fucking nuts.
Yeah, mental damage. There ain't no doubt about that. Hell yeah, there's mental damage. You know?
I mean, I'm a lesbian, so, you know, I have to stand up for the LBGQTI.
Oh, I am.
Well, minus by pi and, you know, right to the fourth power. They're good. But,
yeah,
I mean, yeah, I'm a
gay government.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, you know, I don't know. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
And I don't know how old you are, dude, but we're in our 50s. We're old cocksuckers, you know? You know, the near future is looking not fucking good. I mean, it just ain't. The economy alone is money and fucking up money for people. Any way you do it, jacking the prices, changing the currency itself, whatever you're doing, it's going to cause a problem. People are not going to accept all this. I mean, yes, I get your point on the fact that you're going to, everything's digital, and it is pretty well already done. We've been slowly eased into that world, and it can be. I have nothing against it. The point I don't like is when they control the money. That's when I ain't going to like it no more. You know what I mean? That's when I'm having a little bit of a difference of a problem, you know, with that shit. So, you know, so
but
be
they're
going
to do it. You know that
they're
so going to.
Yes,
they're
they
going to do it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
they want full control of each individual. Country. Each individual
digital money. Digital money is programmable. That means that they can actually shut it down, and that might be a good thing in a way. Like,
right.
Let's say
right.
They want to control the carbon footprint of everybody, right?
That's
and
what they're
let's
saying.
Say that
That's
you're spending. Yeah, if you're buying too much gas, they're going to say, "Hey, you used up your 50% carbon footprint by
your allotment."
Yeah,
yes,
your allotment. Yeah,
so
they're going to shut you down.
Social
That's
grading.
Right.
And also money can expire. Your money in the account can expire. Ain't no saving money no more in this shit. Ain't that something?
Remember there is no such thing as carbon footprints. Okay? Because if there was, look at the number of volcanoes that are going off all over the world that has gone
look
off
how many
for
thousands of people have been
thousands of years, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Look at the stuff that a volcano, one fucking volcano blows out. Mankind doesn't even come near the percentage of what garbage that one volcano blows out. And these things have been blowing out for fucking thousands and tens of thousands of years, and we're still here. We're still here.
Well, I think a lot of shit's just made up. They play on fear. They want to scare you. That's what they want to do.
Scary.
They want to keep you in fear.
The ice caps are melting. We're going. Oh, it's going to flood. It's going to rise the sea. No, it ain't. Where do you think the goddamn water comes from? When the world was created, okay, there was X amount of water here on this planet. Today, there's the same amount of water on this planet. It hasn't evaporated. It hasn't gone anywhere. Where can it go? It can't go to the space because you got the atmosphere out there holding it in.
Through the ozone.
And it goes,
I've been bottling it to
the
aliens. I'm sorry, Gunslinger. I've been selling to aliens.
Oh, my God. See there, well, did you charge a return fee on your nickel bottles, please?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Collecting bottles. Yeah, they do that. Collect it and
no
do it again.
The same thing goes that the same amount of water that's out there today on this planet was the same amount that it was when it was created.
Yep.
Air, same thing. Same thing. It's just recycled.
Well, you know, on the sixth day after I created this, on the sixth day, I said on the seventh day, I'm taking a fucking break, right? On the seventh day, then all you motherfuckers get together, go in these goddamn buildings, and you're praying to me, begging for shit. You know, I want to that girl at the convenience store with the fucking patch eye and the club foot, and you know, your brother defecated in a mall. You know, you're okay. Praying all this shit to me, fucking with me on my day off. Why the fuck would you do that? Why would you fucking on my day off? You know what I mean? Really? Anyway.
Well, you have to. Yes.
Because you just want to fuck me, don't you?
Well,
I mean, I don't.
Here's the deal, guys. The environmental movement, all this global warming crap, all it is about money. That's what it is.
That's all it is. Right. Made up bullshit. Right. They're making money out of thin fucking air.
Who's one of the richest fucking Americans in right now? Fucking Al Gore.
Yeah. Well, of course. Gore. Yeah.
I heard Turtlehead got a head fucking injury. Mike McConnell. What's his name? Mike McConnell, Turtlehead.
Well, that guy's name.
Looks like a turtle.
Injury. He wants to retire. He wants to go away.
He does need to go in a shell. He should have been in a shell a long time ago.
I'm
glad to see I don't see any more bunch of that fucking Nancy Pelosi.
You're insulting your ex-girlfriend, huh?
Yeah, I hate that bitch. We've been broke up for
They say they're going to do all the Frankenstein, too. Feinstein, thank God. There's another
Diane?
One.
Diane? Not Diane. No, Diane, she's so sweet. Not Diane Feinstein or Finkelstein or Stein. Some of the Jewish community people.
I hope they make her into a light shade, fit. Oh, well.
She's a crazy bitch, too. They're all crazy.
Oh, well.
But, no, the reason why me and Nancy split up is because the bitch ate my last ice cream. So, fuck her.
Oh, shit.
I think the reason why the reason why you split up is because she didn't want to share her ice cream with you.
Yeah.
Her designer ice cream.
Yeah, and I can't stand Paulina. He's always getting fucking hammered. So.
Of course.
More ways than one, huh?
Would you want sloppy seconds?
That's what I'm saying. I guess that's what I get. Yeah. God, Nancy. Yeah. Jesus. Turn you into a fucking priest in a heartbeat. I'll be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. And all that shit. Well, hey, we're like out of time, guys. So I'm going to flip this song up and get the fuck out of here. And I will try to do it again tonight. So thanks, everybody, for coming out. Thanks for yourself. Nice to hear from you tonight, man, brother. Come back anytime and hang out with us and cuss us, whatever you want to do, debate. But anyway, I'm going to put the song up, and I will see you guys later tonight. So behave yourself, be good, don't take your wooden knuckles, and don't fuck up. That's what you got to do.
And don't do that.